If it's October, which it is, then it must be ADHD Awareness Month, which it is. And if it's ADHD Awareness Month, it must be time for TED Talks from Ada. They're kind of like TED Talks, but shorter, snappier, ADHD friendly, if you will. And this year, they're all about executive function. You know, that front part of our ADHD brains that helps us plan and prioritize, remember what we're doing, following through, or not. So here's your chance to hear from 31 different experts. It's just another way Ada supports adults with ADHD. Let's listen in.
Hi, and welcome to TED Talks with Ada. I'm Dr. Sharon Saleen, clinical psychologist, author, speaker, and consultant, coming to you from Northampton, Massachusetts. I'm so excited Ada invited me to be with you today to share my thoughts about managing frustration and strong emotions with ADHD. You know the moment when something goes wrong or someone says a few words that set you off? It's almost as if a switch flips inside of you and suddenly there's a bubbling volcano of angry, negative emotions waiting to erupt. Within seconds, before you know what's happening, you might say or do things that you'll surely regret later, but can't stop. Everybody struggles with these moments. But for folks living with ADHD, they seem to occur more often and more intensely than for people with neurotypical brains. It can be a frustrating and sometimes shameful way to live, because relationships or work, or if you're a student, school can be negatively affected. Today, we're going to look at why this happens to people with ADHD and what you can do differently to create a calmer, happier life. So if we're talking about anger and reactivity, it really means understanding the amygdala hijack and improving self-regulation. Inside the emotional centers of a brain, the limbic system, lies the amygdala. It acts as the brain's alarm system, setting off a crisis response that's fueled by adrenaline, also known as cortisol. When the amygdala senses danger, whether it's real or imagined, it can jump into action with fight, flight, or freeze responses. When this happens, the thinking brain, your prefrontal cortex, goes temporarily offline, and feelings rule the day. In ADHD brains, your executive functioning skills, already working so hard to accomplish and maintain daily life tasks, struggle with the extra burden of effectively dealing with a rush of strong emotions. You'll react quickly with volatility instead of responding with consideration. And this has to do both with impulse control, but it also is related to working memory. Research has linked working memory to controlling and expressing emotions, and studies have found that people with weaker working memory, often those with ADHD, struggle more with reactivity to events and assessing emotional situations calmly. Given that working memory is one of the executive functioning skills frequently impacted by ADHD, you can start to understand how you become flooded by big feelings so fast and can't recall choices that may have helped you in the past. When there's an amygdala hijack, you need self-awareness to keep it from steering you into a tailspin. This awareness, this metacognition, can come from noticing what's happening inside your body when you are starting to head off the cliff. Maybe your heart starts beating faster, or you begin to perspire, or you notice your voice is louder. Think for a minute now about the signals that you receive when your big feelings are on the horizon. These are clues that the STAR method, stop, think, act, and recover, is in order. So what is the STAR method? The first part of the STAR method is stop, or a time apart. And taking that time apart effectively depends on knowing what triggers you when you're not already in a meltdown. So you want to think about what triggers you and have a plan for slowing down to really calm down that works better than, you know, winging it in the middle of an eruption. So you need some alternatives to blowing your top or withdrawing in a fury. My secret is to go to the bathroom. I wash my hands and breathe until I'm a little bit calmer. I might say something to myself in the mirror like, this really stinks, but you can do it, or you've got this, or just keep breathing. And I'll do alternate nostril breathing from yoga, or what I call triangle breathing. Breathe in for 4, hold for 4, breathe out slowly for 6, pause on empty, and do that again. And I would encourage you to repeat either of those breathing exercises anywhere from 3 to 5 or 6 times. Once the volcano has quieted down, you're ready to move to the think phase. In the think phase, you're going to brainstorm ideas about next steps, and you're going to reflect a little bit on what just happened. You're going to assess your thoughts and take stock of your words and your behavior. If you need to be accountable, maybe apologize or think about how you want to be accountable, this is a good time to do that. So you want to speak about your experience with I statements that convey feelings, not criticisms. You want to try to say something like, I feel frustrated, or I feel angry, or I feel hurt when you tell me what to do because I like to figure things out for myself. You don't want to say, I feel that you, blah, 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 because that's not a feeling. Feelings have to do with frustration, anger, sadness, hurt, joy, you know, some betrayal. Any of those things are really what we're looking for to convey. And if you're in a disagreement or something with another person, you want to practice reflective listening. So you repeat back what you hear someone tell you, and you ask them to repeat back too. Now you're ready to act. And this is when you take your brainstormed ideas and apply them to the problem-solving techniques that you've probably worked on over the course of your life. You decide how to move forward, what is the right thing that you can do, the next right thing to do, and then you do it. So acting takes thinking to the next level. The last thing is recovery. You want to give yourself time to regroup and to come back. It can take only a few seconds for the amygdala hijack to occur, but up to 20 minutes for the body to settle down. So we want to plan whatever we need for recovery also in advance and make a list of some things that help you slow down and feel better. I'd like to encourage you in these moments when you're thinking about changing your reactivity to rely on self-compassion. Dr. Kristen Neff says compassion is composed of kindness, common humanity, mindfulness, and empathy. So this means that instead of yelling at yourself inside your brain and judging yourself and telling yourself that, you know, what's wrong with you or denying what's going on, you're going to treat yourself like a third grader with a skin knee. Whatever you say to yourself is what you would say to a third grader with a skinned knee. And if you wouldn't say it to that child, why are you saying it to yourself? You want to stop fighting with yourself and start embracing and soothing yourself instead with some comforting statements. This helps you end the shame spiral about having big feelings and sometimes losing it. Shame spirals lead to toxic waste dumps of self-loathing. These block compassion and forgiveness, particularly self-compassion. You may blame and criticize yourself in ways you internalized as a young child. Create a phrase or two to say back to this shame voice. Create realistic goals for modulating your emotions by working on one trigger at a time. Notice your efforts, expect hiccups, and use everything as a learning experience. That's the essence of a growth mindset. It's 2 step forwards and 1 step back, which is still forward motion. You are not alone. You are a part of a wide community of people where everyone is wired uniquely. We all struggle with demons, judgments, and doubt. But people are supposed to get things wrong, to struggle and pivot. This is what living is all about. This is what learning is about. So when you notice the physiological signs of emotional agitation that you're going off course, I want you to think of a North Star guiding you to make a different choice. The star is stop, think, act, and recover. I'm so glad you could join me today for Ada's TAD Talk about managing frustration and strong emotions with ADHD. I'm Dr. Sharon Saleen. If you want more information about me or my work with ADHD adults, please find me online at www.drsharonsaleen.com. Thank you so much for joining me. Take care and have a great day.
Hey, congrats, you did it. Listen to the entire TAD Talk. And if you think this is great info, there's even more at the 2022 International ADHD Conference. It's a hybrid conference that happens November 16th through the 19th, live in Dallas, Texas, simulcast on the web as a virtual event. Find out more at ADDA, that's ADD.org, where you can catch ADHD webinars, join peer support groups, and get ADHD classes. It's truly priceless, but membership costs less than $8 a month. Okay, enough of the chatter. We'll see you tomorrow with more executive function information.